Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Saturday, August 10th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining me today. Special show today. As many of you likely seen, it's all over the internet, all over every mainstream channel, all over most independent channels. Epstein is being reportedly deported dead. They're claiming he committed suicide. There's plenty of reason throughout this story we should be questioning that. There's plenty of reason that might even suggest that he is in fact dead and that he was killed. And we're going to go through all the information that I've seen today that I can compile and the information, many things that I haven't really seen anywhere else. But before we even dive through it, it's very important to think about what we're looking at and what has happened before in situations like this. Talking about the idea of the Clinton body count to things like this, there's a reason those concepts are well known. There's, whether you want to pretend that there's not enough or there's too much or whatever in regard to evidence, the reality is that we can see what is materializing for a long time now with these specific elite cultures, specifically in this case with Clinton in regard to Epstein. But we've seen how these things have played out, how the stories just kind of fizzle away and we don't really get all the information and they never really follow up. We can't allow that to happen this time. And I think what we need to recognize is this is very clearly being controlled already. And I can tell you right off the bat, YouTube right now will not allow a hashtag Clinton body count above my video title. It also won't allow a hashtag suicided or Arkansas or any of the things you're seeing actually trending on Twitter right now, which is very interesting, maybe revealing in a certain way. But recognize that they're controlling, even to a certain degree, what we're allowed to talk about within this discussion, which shows you that there's at least likely a political motivation behind this. Now, the first article that I saw, and again, a site that I've been trying to reference more and more because they do a fantastic job. And in Derek Brose, who's a writer for this website, is somebody, in my opinion, who does some of the best work on Epstein. It's coming from The Mind Unleashed. Jeffrey Epstein dead by apparent suicide. I put up something on the website today as well, but I use the word alleged because at this point, I think we need to be very clear that none of this is certain, regardless of what they want to tell us and how certain they pretend they are, based on the facts that, I mean, not just the mainstream media, the government, but all of them together, we've been catching them in lie after lie after lie just in the last so many months. So reflect on that. And whether or not you think, you know, maybe they could be lying to you now, but of course it's for national security and your best interest. But reports are coming in from every mainstream outlet that I can find that Jeffrey Epstein has died after having reportedly committed suicide in jail cell. Now, I added the reportedly. Every mainstream outlet that I can see, save for a few, are just flat out saying he committed suicide. News in reported, Jeffrey Epstein commits suicide. Well, interesting how we know that. Or basically, what you should recognize is that's the mainstream media just simply repeating what they were told by official sources, which is the exact opposite of what journalists are supposed to do. An honest journalist in this case would say, according to officials, this is what this happened. Not just Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Let's talk about it. So that is the first red flag I noticed. That they're very clearly making a case that this is what happened right now, right after it happened. And as the Mind Unleashed put it, a gurney carrying a man who resembled Epstein was spotted being carried out of the facility and was taken to New York downtown hospital. Now, here are the images that were released, as far as I can tell, the very first and the only ones I can tell that were released as he was allegedly being taken out. There's a lot of comments about this, about things not being in the right places, which I'm not well-versed on this stuff, medical-wise, but there's a lot of people suggesting that there's a lot of things wrong with these pictures. And I'm going to get into the things that stood out to me, most definitely. Now, right off the bat, the first thing I noticed is, oddly, his ear is clearly bruised or colored for some reason. Which suggests, I mean, there's plenty, anything could have happened. I mean, let's just say he committed suicide. He could have then fallen somehow and hit his ear. But generally speaking, a blunt trauma on the side of your head is not usually indicative of suicide. But again, you know, anything is possible. Now, what is believed to be Epstein here was seen wheeled out of the Manhattan Correctional Center around 7:30 a.m., according to the New York Post. And most of this stuff, oh, by the way, and I had that just so you could hone you in to where we're looking. I'm going to come back to this in one second. There's plenty more to get into in regard to interestingly, the differences we're noticing here. But the timeline is very important. Now, he's wheeled out around 7:30 a.m., and this is according to the New York Post. There's discrepancies, as always, which is interesting when you recognize that. There's never a time anymore where these big stories happen, and there's not inconsistencies between every mainstream media outlet, whether that's time, or who was there, or where they took them, or how it went down, which is ridiculous when you really think about it, showing you either that they're not doing their job well enough and just rushing to get the story out, which sadly a lot of independent media do as well. And today, sadly, that means they're just regurgitating what the mainstream media has placed in front of us. But we have to recognize that their inconsistencies show us, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that they're trying to trip us up. We know this does happen. Now, this, yes, could be considered much more of a conspiratorial mindset, but it's something we have to consider, knowing that everything they're doing is in order to make the independent media stand out as they're not the respectable journalists that you would expect from mainstream media, even though it's clearly not what's happening. Now, he allegedly hung himself, which, again, how that's even possible in the type of custody he was supposed to be in and what he used are, of course, not being divulged. And I would say until likely they're getting their story straight, you'd think that would be very relevant to the story on like how he was able to hang himself in a place where you're on supposed suicide watch, you know, where they like take your shoelaces and there's nothing. But apparently he found a way to hang himself. And they didn't even find out until well, well later. Now, a call for a reported cardiac arrest came at 6:38. And this is according to fire department sources. Now, cardiac arrest is interesting, but I did do some side research, and I chose not to include it because actually, I guess it's pretty common. The correlation between hanging, but, you know, trying to commit suicide by hanging and then follow up, you know, cardiac arrest. Apparently that's reasonably common. There's studies on it because right off the bat, I'm going, wait a minute, cardiac arrest. How does that relate to hanging? And, apparently it does. And I'm not the one that's in well versed on the medical aspects of these things. So if you've got more insight on that, please reach out. But they're reporting it as a cardiac arrest at 6:38 a.m. Now, NBC reported that, quote, he was found unresponsive at 6:30 a.m. So 10 minutes later, 10 minutes, they called for help. And an hour later, they claim they wheeled him out. Which, you could create things within that to make that make sense. But it seems like a bit of a long period of time for someone that they claim is, that clearly they claim died. Now, here's something interesting to consider. This is something that really stood out to me that was shared by multiple people. The person who showed me the very clear comparison was on our Discord. Thank you for that. Now, here is his ear previous to this event. And I will get closer on this, but I'm just going to show you these, in general. Now, here is his ear at where they claim they were rolling him out. Now, here is a cropped comparison. Okay. Now, remember that the cartilage is what stood out to me the most before I go off on anything else. It's clearly purple. Something happened, whether he's hit in the head or whatever the justification may be. But when you notice the difference on the bottom of the ear, the cartilage. Now, this is just my opinion. Now, if you feel like I'm wrong or you think there's a reason to explain why it looks different, then please reach out and put it in the comments. But these are things we should be willing to ask ourselves, knowing that they have done stuff like this before. Now, recognize the bottom out of all of it. All of it looks different. Now, you may be able to explain some of it by maybe he was hit and it's swollen or whatever. But at the end of the day, the bottom and all of it, the inside, the cartilage is simply different. Now, there may be an explanation for that. Personally, I don't recognize it. Now, here are the two images, by the way, uncropped, unmanipulated, unedited, just so you can see them. And all this stuff's in the show notes. And just to get right up and close to it without the cropped other images, and I personally feel what you're looking at right there is not the same thing. My opinion, please let me know what you think. Now, many other people have pointed out, interestingly, that also his nose doesn't look the same. But again, that could be explained as being hit. The nose would be much easier to explain. Got, fell, hit his nose, whatever. But there's very clear differences here that we should be paying attention to. Not to mention the fact that he's got a huge bruise on the side of his head that doesn't really suggest that he was trying to kill himself. What, by bashing himself in the head with a club that he doesn't have in his suicide watch cell? There's plenty of things that we should be very, very concerned about here. At the very least, it seems clear to me that there's obviously room for questions. But guess what doesn't exist in today's modern world? Questions. You're not allowed to question the official narrative, remember? Otherwise, we're wild, crazy conspiracy theorists that might go shoot someone tomorrow because we're a danger to everybody. Odd how it perfectly times with all of this, right? As the FBI says, you're a danger, a domestic threat, after Trump uses these shootings to pass, to, you know, increase pre-crime and social media tracking and loss of rights and all this stuff. And then right into this story where, oh, well, you'd better not point anything out that they didn't say. Otherwise, you're a danger. Now, please, I want people to look further into this. And I really want people to reach out to me. This is not definitive by any means, as much as many people out there will try to make it as much. But as far as I've been made to understand, the ear, in a lot of ways, is similar to a fingerprint. Similar, not the same thing, in the way that they are very rare person to person. And it may even be that they're completely rare one person to another. I don't really know how rare it is, but I've been told that it's incredibly rare. That you won't find the same ear from one person to another. So that's why this is relevant. And we should be able to ask this, and someone should be able to easily explain it if they're not simply just trying to keep things from our view. Now, the 66-year-old Epstein, 66 years old, was previously placed on suicide watch, as we reported, after he was allegedly found nearly unconscious, they reported, inside his cell, with marks on his neck, according to a Post report from late July, which then was battered around and discounted and discussed and argued by everybody. Oh, he didn't really do it. He was just trying to get himself transferred. Oh, there was no more. I mean, everybody everywhere has got their opinion, and they're all absolutely certain, even though they don't really know what they're talking about. That's both mean in mainstream and there's a lot of people out there today that are would just cannot stop themselves from jumping out to express their opinion as if they're absolute certain facts. Very dangerous today. Most people seem to be like that today. Now, investigators questioned former Orange County police officer Nicholas Tartaglione, which we also talked about, suspected of killing four men in a cocaine distribution conspiracy in connection with the incident that somehow was in his cell or with Epstein at the time of the first incident, which completely makes sense. Not at all. The fact that he's at this time should have been completely separate. And they add some extra thing. Oh, well, there's a period where he's let out, but then the story said he was in the cell, so that doesn't make sense. And, you know, whatever. We all just go, oh, well, we move forward. They gave us some kind of excuse, and let's just move forward. But now with the fact that they claim he's dead, well, now people are not going to let things slide, I hope, anyway. Now, the former cop, Tartaglione, the correctional officers had actually reported, claimed to have seen him with a mini cell phone. We reported this at the time, which is absolutely crazy and ties in with all of this that possibly maybe that he, you know, used that phone to get someone else to get in contact with him to like line all of this up. Certainly a logical question, don't you think? With you knowing that there's plenty of powerful people, which I'm going to get into in 1 second, that are very clearly, that are right now being naming names in a court of law. These people are likely pretty scared if they don't already have some way they know they can get out of this, such as suiciding somebody who could potentially name their name. But see, this is the information's not even coming from Epstein. It's coming from people that are testifying that they were abused by Epstein and these other people. But one by one, if these people just start kind of disappearing or taking their own lives, this is a very clear line we should be considering here. Of course, Tartaglione claims he never touched Epstein in that cell. But then just kind of doesn't seem to add up with the rest of the inconsistencies of the story. Remember that he had a phone. You know, why they weren't being watched to begin with, which is absolutely absurd. You know, again, why he was even in that cell with Tartaglione. As the Wall Street Journal's Ted Mann notes in a tweet, which is just everyone on, you know, every platform today, even the time of day in this story is shocking. Now, recognize this is coming from Wall Street Journal, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, which shows you that, I mean, everybody's expressing skepticism here. Even the time of the day in this story is shocking, he says. The first check-in on a prisoner who had already attempted suicide once was not until 7:30. He makes an excellent point. And this is while he was supposedly under 23-hour watch with constant camera surveillance? But yeah, 7:30 is the technically, this is his tweet. This technically, it was around 6:30, 6:40 when somebody did something. But recognize that he's supposed to be on a 23-hour watch and no one seemed to know anything happened until clearly it was too late. Or as one Twitter user pointed out as well, that there's actually a few lead-up tweets here where he says, and this is actually kind of funny, where he says, breaking, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide overnight, and this is coming from a mainstream journalist, and this guy Will responded, you misspelled murdered, which is just priceless. This is clearly, she didn't even use that word, she said suicide, but there's, you know, the point is, we're all pretty damn skeptical here. And of course, the tweet that I'm referencing, he says, guess the guards just happened to be looking away from the CCTV for an hour or so. Right? Because that's all that has to only explain any links to the actual pages from these groups. Where you can see this is the Metropolitan Correctional Center of New York and the information. And here it very clearly says, there's no denying this. Inmates in the area that he was in are locked inside single man cells, which again is confusing with the first part of this story, for 23 hours a day with lights and CCTV on at all times, it says. So by their own claim, that means there is video of exactly what happened. How much you want to bet we never get to see that? It says the cells are equipped with a shower and all this different stuff. And that very clearly says CCTV on at all times. All times. Add to that the fact that he was supposed to be on suicide watch, meaning he would have been even more surveilled, controlled. However, I found this to be incredibly revealing, whether this is true or not, mind you. NBC News stepping in to confirm Jeffrey Epstein was not currently on suicide watch when he was found in his cell this morning. Well, that's interesting. That seems to counter everything else we're being told. And if that is true, why in the world would he not be on suicide watch when they claim he just tried to commit suicide and everyone with eyes can see that he's clearly in danger? He says he has, however, housed in his own cell without other inmates. Well, that's fantastic. In a room where he could potentially hurt himself, where it seems like they're claiming that's exactly what happened. Now, there's many ways you could look at this. And this is how, of course, my mind goes right to the idea that this is NBC News just, you know, distracting, manipulating, confusing. Or rather, maybe just adjusting the narrative to meet the details of the day, all right? As opposed to actually researching and giving the truth about what's going on, they're adjusting their narrative to meet the details, right? This is what mainstream media does. So instead, they could just be flat out lying. Oh, well, he died, so let's just say he wasn't on suicide watch, and then we can just tie it up in a neat little bow. I'm not saying Tom Winter himself is doing that. I'm saying people above him who are manipulating, who just hand down mandates to Tom and say, Tom, here's your job, report what I just said. Yes, sir, government. This is what they do. And he may even believe that this is true. That it may even be true. But understand that either way, it does not add up. They either took him off suicide watch when they clearly shouldn't have, which is a huge red flag. Just like the other time where they just happened to put him in with a murderer. Yeah, that's just coincidence. Which shows you that they're clearly either just wildly incompetent or they're doing something for someone else. Or they made this up in order to make the story make sense today. Either way, something weird and bad is going on, and we can all see it. There's also been unsubstantiated reports of, guess what? I know you're going to be shocked to hear this. Camera malfunctions in the prison. Oh, well, who would have guessed that was coming out? Breaking! Alleged camera malfunction last night at the center where Jeffrey Epstein was locked up. I'm completely shocked. I just would have never guessed that would come out. You know, it's kind of similar to how, you know, and here's what's funny, by the way, a camera malfunction. Does that mean everything everywhere all the time just went down at the same time? Or specifically his one camera went down? You know, they don't get to that. This is kind of like all the cops in a circle beating someone up and all of them just happen to have their cameras malfunction at the same time. Whoops. No data. We can't show what happened. He pulled a gun. We swear. I mean, it's unbelievable how often people in positions of power can get caught lying and manipulating and cheating and everything, and yet we still just give them the benefit of the doubt. Some people do, anyway. Blows me away. So again, this is either true and shows how these powerful people got to him, or this is the mainstream media doing its job and adjusting the story after the fact to fit the details. Right? I mean, he switched last minute and the cameras malfunctioned. Right? Just perfectly lines up. Oh, did we forget to mention those before? Well, now we're bringing them in. And of course, it makes the story line up with the mainstream narrative. Now, here's an interesting one that was included on Reddit, which I've seen a few people. I think Luke Radowski covered this today. And of course, this is on Reddit, so, you know, this could be a person lying. This person may not be what he seems or actually have the job he pretends to. But nonetheless, take it for what it is. This person on Reddit commented saying, "I'm a corrections officer. This should never have been possible during the intake process due to the nature of his crimes and being famous. He should have already been on special watch." Now, regardless of who this guy is or what he actually has as a job, he's completely correct. He goes on to say, then, after the first attempt, he would have been in his special cell. Exactly. Even more special watch. He would be in what he would call, what we call a pickle suit. It's a green suit that you can't tie or tie to anything. Right? This is what actually happens when people are actually on suicide watch, where they actually don't want them to die, right? He goes on to say his blankets would be the same material. He would only get hygiene products under supervision. Only thing allowed in his cell would be a book and court papers. Then we would be monitored more closely. This is a huge failing on the jail. I want a massive investigation on how this was able to happen. Or it wasn't a failure at all. It was, in fact, a huge success that's being covered up right now. Both of them are equally possible. And even a failure, by the way, is not to suggest that there was not someone driving things in a certain direction, understand? Someone who just happened to allow, you know, shoestrings to get in when they shouldn't have. Which doesn't mean that even the people in the prison were part of it, right? Somebody could have made that happen who is powerful. But none of these things are allowed to be asked because we're crazy, right? Now, here's one part that was shared with me that few have reported on. And I found this to be very, very interesting. Now, this is from a tweet. This 4chan post was posted at 8:44 a.m., 10 minutes before the story broke to the public via mainstream media, whoever reported it to begin with, on Twitter at 8:53 a.m. Has the post number and everything. I know many people might not be familiar with how 4chan works and the way they work, but the point is that this is an anonymous chat board, but it is, the data is there. The timestamp, the number, it's all there. It says, not lending any credence to the story, but it was posted before anyone knew Epstein was dead. Decide for yourself. I mean, what he said right there is perfect to let it stand, right? Decide for yourself. I'm not trying to suggest that this is entirely accurate or accurate at all. Only that you can't ignore the fact that whoever this person was, they posted this 10 minutes before anyone was even aware this was happening. Before the very first incidents of Epstein being reported as dead occurred online. That. Hold some water. Here's the post itself. Now it reads, not saying anything after this. Please do not try to dox me, as in try to find out who he is or spread his information. But last night, after 4:15 count, They took him medical in a wheelchair, front cuffed, but not one triage nurse says they spoke to him. Next thing we know, a trip van shows up. We do not do releases on the weekends unless a judge orders it. Next thing we know, he's put in a single man cell and hangs himself. Here's the thing. The trip van did not sign in, and we did not record the plate number, and a guy in a green dress, military outfit, was in the back of the van, according to the tower guy who let him through the gate. He says, guys, I'm shaking right now, but I think they switched him out. Anonymous. Clearly, by the way the comment goes, it seems to suggest that he works there. Which is why he would want to remain anonymous. And remember, this was posted 10 minutes before anyone even knew anything was happening. And here he is outlining what seems like a very, probably the most plausible explanation that I've seen yet today. That they manipulated the information They pretend he was in a cell and hung himself. They do something to, you know, whether it's a fake cadaver, whatever. They manipulate the body. They bring something out. In fact, this guy is saying the night before they shipped him out, they switched the people out. And even says that a guy in a green dress military outfit was in the back of the van, according to the guy in the tower where he works. Now, please take this for what you will. Do more research. Keep me in the loop. Email me, ryan@thelastamericanvagabond.com, and let me know what you're finding out. Personally, I don't think this can be ignored based on the timestamp, and including everything else we know. Doesn't prove anything. It's just simply a data point, but clearly may become more relevant as this goes forward. Now, the alleged suicide that we're dealing with today of Jeffrey Epstein, it's just hours after a massive trove of documents was unleashed. And it was unsealed and then released to everybody else. Now, in which one of Epstein's victims said she was actually forced to perform sex acts with high-profile individuals, naming, including former Maine Senator George Mitchell, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, both of whom are Democrats, money manager Glenn Dubin, and MIT professor Marvin Minsky. And again, recognize that this is far-reaching on both sides of the two-party deception. Now, he says, Virginia Guffrey, I'm probably mispronouncing your last name, it's an interesting last name, who is now an adult, says that she was also sent to modeling executive Jean-Luc Brunel and the late MIT scientist Marvin Minsky, according to parts of the 2016 deposition that she gave. Now, the testimony by Virginia, who claims she was a, quote, sex slave for Epstein from 2000 to 2002, expands on her previous allegations in court filings and tabloids that she was forced to have sex with the UK's Prince Andrew and, of course, Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz. Both men, of course, have strenuously denied those allegations. But this is her testimony, calling Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz out by name. This is huge. And, of course, recognize the timeline here of this coming out, which is seems to be, to a lot of people, a smoking gun. And hours later, he's just suicide. Id. However you want to look at it. And there's more, too, than those possible options, as I mentioned in the title, which we'll get to. But there's plenty of things flying around, even more than just the three things that I mentioned. The idea that he is either dead by his own hands, was killed by somebody else, or was whisked away by somebody. Israel seems to be the focus for everybody, which is certainly, it seems even plausible to me, knowing his connections, Mossad and CIA. But I don't see much that suggests that's the case, and I'll get to it in a moment. But recognize there's a lot of people out there saying that they know that's what happened and then not linking to anything or sourcing any material. You should be very skeptical of them. Even as likely as that may be, they don't know because they want you to think they know so they can get more people on their side. So you go to them thinking they've got some secret inside source, but recognize, and they may, most people, however, just want you to think they always have the answer, when in reality, they're just simply being dishonest with you. Now, according to Courthouse News Service, and this is where some of this information gets pretty rough, the documents, the largest cache to be released in 13 years since Epstein's case began, the documents offer brutal details about Epstein's trafficking of teenage girls in Palm Beach, in New York, and overseas, as well as Ghislaine Maxwell's obsessive and often abusive quest to provide him with new girls over a span of years in the early to mid-2000s. The article goes on to say that Epstein's victim, Virginia Guffrey, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name, who turned 36 on Friday, as I said, names a number of other men in politics, academia, and business that she says she was directed to have sex with. In a 2017 interview with Miami Herald, Virginia said that Epstein wanted her to please various influential people so that he could learn about their sexual peccadilloes and use them as leverage if he needed to. For those who don't know what peccadilloes would mean, their proclivities, the sexual deviancy that they like to engage in. And this if to be believed, coming from someone who claims she's a victim, I don't think there's any reason to doubt what she's saying based off everything that's going on and the way that people are reacting to around it, that she just completely vindicates the hugest claim in this whole thing, that the entire thing was a blackmail operation to ensnare powerful people, which has very clear ties to Mossad and Israel. So think about that in relation to the larger discussion we're always having about possibly a larger blackmail network operation that was used to influence and infiltrate the U.S. government. From a long time ago to today, maybe that's what we're looking at right now, and maybe that explains a lot of things that are going on today, that they just have control because they've got them under their thumb. It goes on to say, while there's no direct evidence contained in the court records substantiating her accounts with prominent men, Virginia did provide testimony and evidence to corroborate her claims of exploitation at the hands of Epstein and Maxwell through photographs, plane logs, even a medical record from Presbyterian Hospital in New York, where Virginia was taken by Epstein after a particularly abusive sex episode. So she even has medical records showing that she was sexually abused. I mean, this is a powerful case they have. Now, some of the testimony released Friday is difficult to read, as when one 15-year-old Swedish girl, shaking and crying in fear, told a butler who worked for two of Epstein's closest friends that she had been taken to Epstein's private island in the Caribbean and ordered to have sex with him and others. The butler, in a sworn statement, said that the girl, visibly traumatized, told him that Epstein and Maxwell had physically threatened her to harm him and seized her passport to keep her on the island, according to the butler's statements. I mean, that is some powerful testimony with evidence to back it up. It would seem to stand to reason why somebody would be afraid after this kind of stuff came out, knowing that we have the butler and pilots and all kinds of people coming out to say, yeah, there's some pretty shady stuff going on. And right now, all of these powerful people, if this is not entirely orchestrated to begin with, are very, very nervous, which would suggest they would take actions like possibly we saw with Epstein in order to make sure, or at least try to stop, the flow of information, knowing that their names will show up on these lists, that possibly they were one of the ones that she was forced to have sex with. It's a pretty big story. And we can completely see why they wouldn't want it getting out. Now, meanwhile, prosecutors confirmed in filings that there are uncharged individuals in Epstein's case. But we should be asking right now, will it carry on? Or has it just gone away now as planned, now that Epstein's out of the picture? You could argue that somebody would try to make this happen now, arguing that, well, Epstein was the bad guy, right? Now he's gone, so the rest of it's all hearsay and allegations, but we had something on Epstein. If this case goes away after this, we should be very concerned. In my opinion, if this goes away after this, then he was killed. And the whole thing was meant to sweep this under the rug. I mean, you could even, in that same line of thought, argue that he was also taken away to some other country. But it seems to make much more sense that it's safer for them to just get rid of him. All hypothetical. Uncharged individuals. There are a lot of people named in this. Epstein was the person at the top of this story, but he was just one name in a long list of names with lots of evidence. That's something we should consider. Now, as one person said on Twitter, as you can see here, first reaction, and this is the first reaction, there should be hearings as to how this was allowed to happen to a key witness in an investigation involving a global sex trafficking conspiracy. Second reaction, he says, a former federal prosecutor informs me about this sordid order effect in terms of legal pursuit. Second order effect. I think I misspelled that. In terms of legal procedure. Now, as you can see here, what he says is background. An important note, after Epstein's death, no one else will have the standing to challenge the search warrant on his house. Remember what they found there, right? Remember all the stuff that they found, all the CDs listed with girls' names and young girls and all kinds of stuff. list, black books full of names and all kinds of things that have very clear damning indications for plenty of other people. He's saying, claiming that because he's now dead, there's no one that can challenge that. Everything will be admissible against any other defendant without possibility of a motion to suppress. That's a pretty big deal. That's assuming the case goes forward, mind you, which would seem to suggest why they would try to stop it now, because knowing that this evidence is basically going to come out one way or another if the case moves forward. Because now there's no Epstein now to say, hey, well, that's inadmissible because so-and-so, because it's his information from his house. Big deal. Now, another note from another Twitter user here, from TechnoFrog, says the SDNY can change Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirators. Ghislaine Maxwell, etc. Same kind of line of thought, right? They could do this. That leaves the big question moving forward. Does the DOJ let the case die with Epstein? And this will say a lot if they do. But that may be quite difficult today, if we're being completely honest, seeing as how these kind of things are trending on Twitter right now. Epstein murder, Epstein, Prince Andrew, Arkansas, Clinton body count was like number two earlier today. These are all trending, which just kind of shows you that they just can't keep hiding this. This is not Russian bots. This is not some conspiracy. This is what most people are thinking, which is the point that I'm always trying to make, right? That most, we have to recognize that there are more people awake and aware and fighting for the truth than they would ever want you to believe. They actually go to great lengths to make sure that you don't recognize that fact. Now, some of them may be, you know, slightly confused and into QAnon or Russiagate or whatever, but at the end of the day, we can all recognize that this is a problem, whatever side of the story you're on, and that we need to fight for the truth. And here are the Twitter trends. Now, I also, as I pointed out in the beginning, think about how that contrasts with YouTube, where YouTube would not allow those. They would not allow Clinton body count to go above my video, the hashtag, or suicided, or any of those. So maybe we'll see the same thing happen on Twitter. You don't know. But we have to really see that people are truly paying attention here. And that scares the crap out of them. I mean, here's another funny example. As this person says, hats off to the Wikipedia editor, which very clearly, as you can see, they might have changed it back by now, but they literally changed Suicide Watch, the definition in Wikipedia. It reads, Suicide Watch is an intensive monitoring process used to ensure that anyone except Jeffrey Epstein cannot attempt suicide. This is on Wikipedia. They are losing control. Regardless of whether this was orchestrated, however you want to look at this, having people put this on Wikipedia, having a writer for the Wall Street Journal, having the mainstream media express skepticism of the mainstream narrative, we're in bizarro world today. But how they deal with it going forward will explain everything. Or rather, I shouldn't say explain everything, but will answer a lot of questions. Because all of this could just be a big show meant to make us feel like they're fighting for the truth. Right? Make us feel like we're skeptical too. We're genuine. We're with you. And then when it comes to the real moment, they just stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein. They stop talking about the case. They start focusing on other things. Oh, look at ISIS, big and bad again. Let's focus over there. While we fail to recognize that everybody else involved, the Ghislaine Maxwell, the Prince Andrews, the Dershowitz, the Clintons, all these people that have obvious ties to this stuff just get away yet again. As the person conducting their gatherings is the one that goes down, as opposed to the people, I would argue, are really actually pulling the strings, which is what tends to happen pretty much every single time. This is something we have to begin to recognize, sadly. But today, as I said, people are paying attention. And maybe, we're at a point where we can actually turn the tide enough to stop, to go against them even when they change the narrative. Even when they decide, they sidestep into some other big story or they manufacture another false flag over in Iran and we all forget. We won't let this die. And as many are also pointing out, interestingly enough, the FBI is now claiming they're going to investigate this. Now, just like they investigated Hillary Clinton's stuff, you know, maybe. But regardless, it's drawing attention to something that we need people knowing about. So this is a good step. But we need to stay with this as the independent media and not allow this to die. Because remember, we were talking about this 10 years ago. They called us crazy then. They laughed us out. They said, you crazy conspiracy theorists. Now they're the ones grudgingly reporting the same damn information. And if you think for 1 second they don't remember that they don't know and feel that, then you're crazy. It drives them crazy that they have to report what we first got the story on 10 years ago, that they chose to ignore 10 years ago, just like with Yemen. They refuse to talk about it, and they're forced to cover it because of you, because of independent media, because of the people. They swallow their pride, they eat crow, and they do it. And then ignore it again for the rest of the year because they just had to get that one piece out, just like this. We are fighting against them. We are making a difference. And now the FBI is investigating. I argue we're probably going to see it go up in discussions and new things and new indictments, and then it'll just go away just like it did with Clinton. That is, unless we as the people do something about it. Now, it certainly seems most likely, based on previous such cases and U.S. history in general, that this is another suicided individual that had info on powerful people. But we should be considering the very real possibility that he was simply removed, as many are talking about today, whisked away to some foreign country, you know, such as Israel, for example, and will just never be heard from again. I'm seeing plenty of people emailing me saying, oh, here, this is what happened. And then, you know, with nothing to back it up. Sources say that this is, you know, but yeah, source, we there's a lot of half truths in this story. Very clearly, in my opinion, there's connections to intelligence. We can't deny that. That are being ignored by the mainstream media, which shows you that there's something there. But does it make sense for them to risk all of this unless he had something that was valuable to them, which it seems that he doesn't anymore? He's clearly been burned. So as much as that is certainly a possibility and something that we should never discount, we need to recognize that it makes more sense with everything we know that he was simply just taken out. Now, that doesn't, even if he was just taken out, that still does not explain why there might have been something different we're looking at with his body. Maybe he was taken somewhere to be tortured or, you know, I mean, there's so many different things that could have happened. I don't think that's the case. You want my honest opinion? I think that he was taken out. But we don't know that for sure. And anyone honest with themselves should be willing to say the same thing, that we don't know for sure. Now, based on his clear intelligence connections, this seems a very clear possibility, though, that Mossad or CIA just simply tried to get him out of the way so he could continue carrying on, you know, because they don't allow these things to happen to one of their own. But be very skeptical of this entire idea of people out there telling you this is what happened, as a matter of fact. Because I've already seen plenty doing that. In reality, either way, this is the important takeaway. The American people are the losers in this. Primarily the victims that will not see justice, at least not the way that they deserve. And whether this was just a random suicide, which is entirely on the facility, regardless, that should have been watching him, or it was allowed to happen, which would suggest an outside power pulling strings to make it happen, or he's not dead at all and is off in some other country, which would have also required the facility's complicity and outside influence. So whatever the case, one thing remains constant, the powerful benefit, which should be the largest waving red flag of them all. Now, the FBI is opening this investigation into the death, but they don't need to. Just check in with NBC, right? Because they've already solved the case. Maybe you didn't see it, but they already solved it. Game over, right? A guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in jail in a cell? How predictably Russian. And we're right back where we started. Thank you, Joe, NBC, and your ridiculous commentary for going exactly where we all would have guessed with absolutely nothing but your ridiculous opinion, because that's what mainstream journalists do today. It's all about Russia. Certainly possible. Anything's possible. Could have been aliens too, but you know what? There's no evidence to support either of those things. I really don't know why anyone watches these people anymore. I mean, just, it absolutely blows my mind. This story is going to keep going. And as I hopefully made clear in previous shows and today, historically speaking, it's always you who actually changes something. The government will adjust and change and slightly do things different just to appease people and maintain their goals. They have a whole different idea of what we think we're trying to do in this country, and what they are doing is completely separate. Any real change that's ever happened in this country has come from independent grassroots individuals that stand up and fight for what they believe in and force the hand of the people that don't really care about you. That is how real change has happened. So in something like this, it's going to be time for us to show that power today. To show that we are not willing to just allow this to go away. That we're no longer okay with them just committing crimes and murdering people and blowing up other countries and violating resolutions and destroying treaties just because they claim they're doing good things that we can't really see. We no longer can allow this international lawlessness, as Galloway put it. And all of it relates to things just like this, because this is a microcosm of the same problem that's been going on for decades, possibly forever. But I feel that we are at a point where we can stop them, or we can change it. And I'm actually very hopeful that this is what we're going to see take place. So stick with us. We'll keep coming back with more information about this, and as other things may be going on today too. I'll follow up tomorrow with any other foreign policy news that I may have missed, but this definitely seems like the biggest point, the biggest story that we should be focusing on. So get this out there, wake people up, keep digging into all the points that I discussed in regard to the ear and everything else, and get back to me with anything that you think may be important. I love you all. Keep digging at this story. Don't let them get away with even the smallest lie. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
Now, I know that standards have slipped over the last few years in Washington, but for a lawyer, you're remarkably cavalier with any idea of justice.